Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Life is a journey. It's about doing things that you want to enjoy. And for me, it's also about service and serving. So every industry that I think that is lacking our culture, I want to be in. So in order to do that, you've got to recalibrate professionally who you are. And that doesn't mean you change who you are, because at the core, I'm the same person. I work hard. I believe in people. I pray and love. Those are the nuances I believe have the propensity to make us all successful at whatever we do. And if you stay consistent and you do that over and over and over again. My wife often jokes that, Ryan, you get up and you do the same thing over and over and over and over again. You're doing the same thing over and over and over again. It breeds success. So that's kind of my secret success.
How you day? How you day? That was the voice of Ryan Glover. And I love this episode so much because we talked about a lot of things I'm passionate about. What it's like to break generational trauma and turn that into generational wealth. Ryan has such an interesting journey. He's been an entrepreneur multiple times over, and you're going to hear in the episode his philosophy and how he stays true to who he is and how he learned from his mistakes. I also love that service nature of him, the service side of him that really seeks to see beyond himself, to see beyond where he lives, and to understand how he plays a role in making the world a better place, how what he does can signify and amplify so many other people, so many other movements. You'll see that he's great at forming partnerships, whether it's in business or in life, and he's translated that to his professional and personal life. So please do me a favor when you listen to this episode, pass it on to someone else. In the spirit of the theme of this episode, each one, teach one, reach another person. And make sure to check out the website in the show notes. Enjoy the episode. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of As Told by Nomads and Kings, Queens, Royalty. I am so excited to welcome Ryan Glover to this podcast. Ryan is the co-founder and chairman at Greenwood. Greenwood is a mobile banking platform for Black and Latinx people and business owners. Greenwood features best-in-class digital banking services and innovative ways to give back to the community. We're going to be diving into several things like generational wealth and just what it's like to recirculate income. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Teo, thank you for having me, my brother. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Well, the pleasure is mine. I was doing a lot of research and I want to get into Greenwood, but before we get into Greenwood, I really want to dive into you as a person. You know, you're from California.
Yeah, I'm from the Bay Area, Oakland, California.
Bay Area?
That's right. Yay, we say yay area.
Yay area. All right, shout out to Ice Cube.
That's right.
Yeah, and so you're from the Bay Area, yay area, correction.
That's right, that's right.
You went to Howard in D.C.
To Howard University, that's right.
Yeah, and now I think you make a home in Atlanta. Is that correct?
My family and I live in Atlanta. So my wife and 5 children and 2 dogs are in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, man.
Look at that.
So it's a busy household.
Well, break it down to me then, because you've been in several industries. Like you've been in the entertainment industry, restaurant industry, now financial service industry. What sparked your entrepreneurial spirit? How did you get into this? What was it about your youth that led you?
So ironically, like I mentioned, Howard University graduate. after graduating from Howard, relocated to Atlanta, Georgia, started a production and publishing company called Noontime. We made records for everybody at Noontime, from Mary J. Blige, Aaliyah, P. Diddy, Jeezy, Sierra, you name it. In the 90s, we pretty much, Noontime pretty much had, from a production perspective, their hands in the R&B and hip hop pop, if you will. So I did that for, Teo, about 10 years, kind of got tired, and candidly speaking, of babysitting adults, and transitioned into media. So then I worked for Turner Broadcasting for about 6 years, TBS, TNT, Adult Swim, Cartoon Network, creating scripted and unscripted programming. Did that for about 6 years. And then 2010, Teo, had a crazy idea to start my own television network, Bounce TV. Bounce TV is African-American broadcast network in over 110 million households across the country. I did that till 2017, sold that company, and then in 2017, sat on the board for a couple of years. And really, professionally, as you mentioned, I've worked in multiple industries, and that always revolved around culture, creating products and services, I think, responsibly for our culture. At that point, the only industry that I hadn't elected to move into was banking. So my whole entire professional career has revolved around, you know, trying to solve problems or creating responsible entertainment for our culture. One, creating responsible products for our culture is what led me to Greenwood. Listen, I'm not a banker nor a technologist. I am a problem solver. And, you know, over the course of my professional career across multiple industries, I've never, Teo, utilized banking capital to build any of those businesses that I've built. And there are other individuals of my same ilk who have that same plight. So, being a problem solver, I decided to do something about it. Hence, we launched Greenwood.
Now, for someone like me, Tayo, so someone like a 30-year-old Nigerian living in, you know, New York City, you know, who's looking to make an impact in culture like you are, and there are many people that listen to the podcast across 100 plus countries, and they're like, yo, Tayo's always talking about the art of making relationships and really listening. What I've heard from you is what you've mentioned a lot of in previous interviews. You talk about the art of recalibration and what that is, you know? So I want you to explain that down, you know, because you basically explained it, but for the new audience that maybe hasn't done the research I have, everything you've done is really to that ethos.
That's right, Kyle. So life is a journey. And for me, it's about doing things that you want, enjoy. And for me, it's also about service and serving. So every industry that I think that is lacking our culture, I want to be in. So in order to do that, you've got to recalibrate professionally who you are. And that doesn't mean you change who you are, because at the core, I'm the same person. I work hard. I believe in people. I pray and love. Those are the nuances I believe have the propensity to make us all successful at whatever we do. And if you stay consistent and you do that over and over and over again, my wife often jokes that, Ryan, you get up and you do the same thing over and over and over and over again. You're doing the same thing over and over and over again, it breeds success. So that's kind of my secret success.
Well, the study team of what you do is, even though you're able to replicate those same behaviors, is you still know how to change the way you think. I think a lot of people in between generations have found themselves trying to stick to one formula. You know, you've been in the entertainment industry. I'm sure you've seen the shift that's happened there. You've been in the restaurant industry. You're in Atlanta. It's a you know, bedrock of a lot of Black excellence. I think your ability to understand that a digital banking service, which we're going to get into now with Greenwood, is going to be something that's important, really highlights your foresight into how fintech is now playing a role in our world. Now, if you had a mindset of, no, I'm going to stick with what worked before, you probably think brick and mortar, but this is digital, Greenwood.
That's right. So the world is changing and evolving. You know, I mentioned earlier on in this discussion, I have 5 children from 23 to 9 recently. My youngest son, shout out to Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Zachariah Carter Glover turned 9 yesterday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you, man. So my 23-year-older and my 19-year-older don't even go into banks. They have been banking digitally for a couple of years now. There's a shift happening in how we as Americans are banking. In fact, I believe over 60% of America now digitally banks. That fact of the matter and that phenomenon is a leading driver across multiple industries. Technology and digital products are leading the way higher than ever before, and our numbers are showing.
Well, you factor in the pandemic, there's also that element that's added to that.
That's correct.
So I like to start with names. So Tayo is short for Akintayo, which means a warrior or the brave one or his brother's joy.
I love that.
So yeah, or you're worthy of valor. Like it can be many variations. And the name, Greenwood, you know, it draws inspiration from the Greenwood District in Tulsa. You know, for those that don't know, it was a borough that was known as Black Wall Street. Why was that so important?
It was uber important because, listen, our mission from day one has been to provide access to deserving borrowers, to financially educate our community, and 3, to your point, to recirculate capital in the community. So 1921 during Black Wall Street era, the 20s during Black Wall Street in the Greenwood community, those businesses recirculated capital in their community 36 times before they allowed those dollars to leave the community. That allowed for those businesses to thrive. Every single business in that community thrived because those dollars recirculated 36 times in that one community.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and listen, in today's minority ecosystem, a $1 circulates only 6 hours.
6 hours?
6 hours, my brother. There's a huge disparity from that one fact alone. So listen, I don't spend, in all candor, I don't spend all of my dollars in my own community, but we've got to get back. It's not all or none game here I'm preaching. We've got to get back to keeping and patronizing more Black businesses, more Black professionals, in order to recirculate the capital, in order for the foundation of our culture to financially improve itself. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen by any handouts. We have to help ourselves. And the only way we help ourselves is, 1, to demand getting access to capital and then recirculating those dollars in our community.
I think this is so important. And I'm sure people listening right now, you piqued their curiosity because this is something that a lot of people in the Black and Latinx community have been trying to preach and been doing this. And now this is a whole institution based on doing this, recirculating income. Even I'm sure they're trying to rid off the predatory banking services that normally happens. But this idea of recirculating deployment, it's only leading me to be more curious. You know, I'm an interviewer here. What happened? Did you call someone? Yeah, Killer Mike said, hey, I got something. What was happening where you were able to put together a team? And then to further that question, how can people become part of this community?
You know, a light bulb, candidly speaking, went over my head, and you'll appreciate this. After I fully understood the atrocities that have happened to our culture from a financial perspective over centuries. Listen, you hear it and you see it all the time. My grandmother used to keep money under her bed or in her mattress, and that was her savings account. We hear stories, this ex-traditional bank, we're not going to get a loan here because they're just
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Unfriendly to us. Then, you know, a light bulb went over my head and it dawned on me, Tyle, a couple years ago that, hey, it's happening in 2020s, 18, 19, actually, that looking at myself over the course of my professional career, there are no traditional banks that I had ever received capital from to start any of those businesses that I just named for you in the beginning of this interview. That has to change. And through Greenwood and our mosaic of investment partners, we are now changing that narrative in a real way.
I love that so much because studying your career, it's clear to me you know what a great partnership is. And you've even said to build a partnership, never give your partner surprises. Obviously, in our community, we want people to continue to recirculate income, generate wealth, and just continue to be part of the ecosystem. As someone that is successful as you are, what are some tips you can give us for generating those great partnerships? Because just go to the Bank Greenwood website and you're going to see a lot of the great partners there. Look at your past, a lot of great partners there. How can we be better partners amongst ourselves when we are starting companies?
So specifically for Greenwood, it's not my duty to look backwards and look at all of the hindrances from a traditional banking perspective that weren't so kind to our people and our culture. It's my job to look forward and to figure out what the solution is. I mentioned to you earlier that I look for problems to solve. So in order to solve this generational wealth gap, it's going to take a mosaic of smart, kind, willing individuals and institutions to help us do that. So one, I believe any good business starts with people. I bet on people. I never want to be the smartest person in any room I go into. I always involve myself in any business that I'm in with smarter people than me. Then two, from a partnership perspective, everybody has to be equally yoked in the same exact mission. So good people, smart people, equally yoked in the same mission flow that you or any other individual is on that wavelength. All of my banking partners, all of my entertainment partners, all of my VC partners, all of my individual partners are on the exact same page that I am on. I also look at individuals' core and who they are. We have a saying in the community, all money ain't good money.
That's true. That's true.
So all money ain't good money. So you got to really be careful on who you partner with. I don't care if it's a hot dog stand you want to open or another digital bank to compete with Greenwood. Be careful on who you partner with.
You're definitely building great people. And I think there's no generational wealth without the intentionality of good people. You have to be able to, you know, each one teach one. That's another thing we say in our community. You're living out that saying because recently I heard you acquired The Gathering Spot.
For people that don't know, The Gathering Spot is a private network rooted in community and culture. Its mission is to create a world where community is the byproduct and collaboration of our culture. So with Greenwood, our fintech platform, and The Gathering Spot, these two brands, Tyle, joined together, will provide access to capital, wealth building guidance, business networking and community engagement to over 1 million people in our collective community. Oof. This partnership creates the largest combined fintech and community platform for Blacks and minorities. And we are uber proud about this partnership on multiple fronts. The people that we are working with now and the company and the mission that we are now in business with.
I'm getting giddy. This is incredible. So, okay, there's so many things here, obviously, that are exciting that are happening right now. You know, and I'm really humbled that you get to share the story, because this means people will start going to the platform and sign up to your platform. How can people get involved with Greenwood? What do they need to do? Do they need to sign up and then start putting money into it? Or
so right now, we have a waiting list of about close to 600,000 people that are on the...
It's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem. But no, we're releasing in a really thoughtful manner about 50 to 60,000 people off of our wait list per week. That will ramp up every week, tens of thousands more. And we will exhaust our entire wait list. We're targeting to exhaust our entire wait list in the third quarter of this year. The good news is, the products and services and the mission that Greenwood stands for really resonating in the community. And Ty, I also know that we have close to 40,000 account holders currently. So we aren't just putting people on the wait list in a holding pattern. We actually have, as you know, true Greenwood members. You know, now we're offering debit, spending and savings products. We'll move into investment products. We'll move into debt products, personal and business loans, and also lifestyle products, wills and trusts as well, which is a part of wealth building.
It is. It is.
As you know.
You see, I'm smiling throughout this interview because you say you're problem solving. You're solving so many problems. As someone who's built a few businesses and runs a business now, I'm often in, you know, several groups of fellow entrepreneurs who look like me. And we often talk about this in the community. Like, what do we need to do to promote financial literacy, to show that there's more in the community? How can we raise more awareness? And you're helping to solve that problem in multiple ways.
You bring up a really good point about financial literacy. We say financial education. It's one thing to access the capital. It's another thing, Tyle, to know what to do with it once you have it.
That's the truth. Yeah.
So through the content that we create at Greenwood, the content that we create is entertaining, shall I say, but it financially educates in a robust way. Obviously, I mentioned to you that I'm a media guy at heart. So, you know, I know how to make content here and there. And so this content has been very valuable. Brand identifier for us that has really, I think, financially educated our Greenwood community since we launched.
If people want to watch this piece of content, where can they go?
On all our socials, on Facebook, on our IG, on TikTok, IG Live, we have content on. So, you know, just to name some of the content that we have that we provide to the community. Money Moves is an iHeart daily podcast. There's 260 episodes of Money Moves in the atmosphere. We've got Green Book, which is a African-American business directory of over 7,500 national businesses. We've got a daily called Greenwood Daily, hosted by our CFP, Rianca Dorsonville, which is a 60-second financial daily vitamin that we socialize on IG, YouTube, and TikTok. We've got short and long-form content that we socialize on a daily basis to our community.
Covering the gamut there. That's what I'm saying. You understand the landscape. If you came in with an old mindset of media, this wouldn't work. But this is an understanding, especially you bringing up TikTok and the idea of 60-second podcasts. That's incredible. You know, this reminds me of something I read about you. I know you went to school with former mayor of Atlanta, Kasim Reed. Is it true he convince you to produce a hip-hop concert for homecoming?
Yeah. So Kasim is the reason why I moved to Atlanta.
See?
Absolutely. Kasim Reed is my brother. He's also the godfather of my youngest son, who I mentioned to you earlier in this interview. So Kasim was actually the student body president on Howard's campus while I was there. And he granted me the right to produce a Howard homecoming show. And at that time, that was the reason that I got bit by the entertainment bug. So love the energy, love the culture, clearly love the music, love the people, and continue to do that, promote concerts and parties on Howard's campus until I graduated and then transitioned to Atlanta, as I mentioned, and did the same thing. It's kind of how I got my feet wet in entertainment.
The reason I'm even bringing this up is, even though you've done several things, you've managed to be successful in multiple industries, the through line of who you are is right there. Even with the banking services, your media, your love for media shows through. Your love for community shows through in every single thing that you do. The love for Black culture is very important for you. You're intentionally in one of the bedrocks of Black royalty right now. And all these things, I always like to tell people listening to the podcast or in general when I'm speaking on stages, is there are clues to who you are and what you can do and how who you are attaches to what you can do if you really listen. And you've been listening all your life.
Listen, Kyle, there would be no Greenwood if there wasn't any Bounce TV or Noontime or, you'll love this, my promotional company was called Ivory Coast Entertainment.
Hey, West Africa.
Okay. All right. So if it wasn't for Ivory Coast, if it wasn't for Noontime, if it wasn't for Bounce, there would be no Greenwood. So that's the recalibration that you're talking about that has existed in my professional career. And frankly, I've been blessed more than I could imagine or that I could share. And there's been more downs. This is another point that I want to mention, that there's been more downs than ups. And that's what happens. But the fact of the matter that I, and I hope your listeners understand that they got to keep getting up, is really the formula. They're going to be downs, but you can't stay down. You got to keep getting up.
Got to keep getting up. Ryan Glover, the co-founder and chairman at Greenwood. How can people, what's the website?
It's www.bankgreenwood.com.
Bankgreenwood.com. I'll make sure I put that in the show notes, especially with all the socials that you mentioned earlier.
Absolutely.
Well, I have one final question. My final question is my mission statement. Reframed as a question. My mission statement is use your difference to make a difference. Ryan, how do you use your difference to make a difference?
I've always, as you mentioned, as I spoke about, always been in the service business. It's about service. My key to success and how I make a difference is I share my resources. I share my resources and without any strings attached. You share resources to your own community and don't ask for anything in return. Because what ends up happening is you will get tenfold what you've given onefold. That is my key to success. I share my resources, I share a resource, and I normally end up getting 10 resources in return. If we looked at as a community, as a culture, or get back to it, because our ancestors, our parents, they loaned eggs to each other. They gave sugar. They gave bread to each other, cheese, whatever the case may be that a neighbor needed. They didn't ask for that in return. In that spirit is, I believe, the key to true success, wealth, and happiness.
Ryan, this is the honor of a lifetime. I really believe what you're saying. I believe that so much to my core. I want to thank you for spending as much time as you have with me and the audience.
Pleasure's all mine, brother.
Pleasure's all mine as well. Kings, queens, and royalty. Till next time, use your difference to make a difference.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to reach out to Tayo and to use your difference to make a difference, head over to www.tayoroxon.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.